I'm Georgie Crawford. You're listening to the Gut Glow podcast. Throughout my treatment for breast cancer, I've realised the importance of self-care. Whether that's a 5K run, a checkup with your GP, or even a 5-minute dip in the sea, the time has come for us to put ourselves higher on our own to-do list. This season, I've teamed up with Spotlight Oral Care. I know how important oral care is to our overall health and how we really need to look after our teeth and gums by using the best products. I've been using the Spotlight Oral Care Sonic Toothbrush and I love that it gives me that dentist clean feeling and is much more effective than a manual brush and less abrasive. Use the discount code GOODGLOW25 on spotlightoralcare.com to get 25% off the entire range. Why not pick up some perfect stocking fillers this Christmas and get them delivered straight to your front door? This week on the Gut Glow podcast, I'm joined by Wim Hof. Wim is known as the Iceman and has created the Wim Hof method. It's a simple yet powerful method based on breathing, cold therapy and commitment. In his book, The Wim Hof Method, Activate Your Full Human Potential, he explains how we can heal our body, reach optimal performance and reconnect with nature. I was so honored to talk to Wim about lots of things on this podcast, the benefits of cold showers, how we can heal, and how we can invest in ourselves every single day. I tell him that so many people here in Ireland have turned to the sea during COVID, and we discuss how beneficial this can be for our health. We speak about trauma. Wim lost his wife to suicide in 1995 and was left with 4 young children. He tells me that he got a hold of his emotions by turning to the cold. We speak about loneliness too, something I've been especially interested in understanding throughout COVID. We share our traumas with each other and speak about even though you can have all the love and support in the world, which I was lucky to get from my amazing family during my cancer journey, but you can still feel lonely. Not lonely because you are physically alone, but lonely because illness or grief can make you feel isolated from society because all of a sudden you are different. I'm sure so many people will understand what I mean by that. If this conversation is upsetting or triggering in any way, I have left details for the Samaritans and Pieta House in the episode notes. Please don't feel alone and know there is always help available. We speak about joy, hope, love, and my last question to Wim is one that I hope you will love. I didn't know if I'd have the guts to ask him, but I really wanted to know the answer. I've been having cold showers for the last 2 weeks and they've honestly transformed my days, making me feel less anxious and less stressed. It's been a true gift to myself. The Wim Hof method is not intended as a substitute for medical recommendations of doctors, mental health professionals, or other healthcare providers. Do not practice the Wim Hof breathing method if you are pregnant or while swimming, in the bath, or driving, and always consult your doctor. Recording this episode with Wim was a dream come true for me. I learned so much from it, and I hope you will love it.
Hi, Georgie.
Hello, Wim. How are you?
Great. Yes, I feel, I'm thankful every day I wake up and live the life and see that after, say, 44 years, it's the first time I went into the cold water. And now it's being taken into mainstream all over the world, like millions of people. And yeah, I'm full of gratitude for just that.
You have had such an incredible impact on the world, and I'm truly honored to be talking to you on the Gut Glow podcast today. Thank you so much for your time. Wim, I was diagnosed with breast cancer when I was 32, and I feel like since then I've been on this incredible journey, and a huge part of my journey has been connecting with nature, and I found that nature healed me during this time. And most of my life I was disconnected to nature. And I was reading your book last week and you speak about the importance of the connection to nature. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yes. The connection with nature actually is the the deep stimulation that takes place when we are living in nature. But as we alienate it from living in nature with all our air conditionings, heatings, cars, all these extension tools that make nature's stimulation upon our bodies and mind go away, like not being present, and therefore doesn't stimulate deeper physiology of ours, our inner nature, and thus it becomes a sort of dormant, not there, not really there, on a standby. And then when things happen with stress and our daily lives, which can be very demanding, then we actually need to have a hold over that deeper physiology, because it's able to deal with danger, like being in nature. Danger is stress. Stress is danger. And stress, in the end, in long time, when the physiology is not really deepened and not really in control, therefore, within us, then we don't know how to act upon the stress. Yet the stress comes in and it goes to the cell biology, and in long term, stress can create, say, cancer, autoimmune diseases, depression, inflammation in general. And because the deeper physiology is related to the immune system. If it is dormant, then it doesn't work as well against that inflammation. It doesn't recognize it. And thus it is able to take shape within our bodies and within our minds and do its negative consequences we get therefrom. So going to nature is going to the inner nature. And the inner nature, the deep physiology, will be awakened when we live just more in nature, like more stimulation through, for example, cold. Cold is a great way to exercise the vascular system, which is 100,000 kilometers within every body of us. It is 100,000 of kilometers of capillaries, arteries, and veins. And if they are contracted and opened, like stimulated through the cold weather, not all day, but just take the cold shower, because it drains the millions of little muscles in the cardiovascular system. And the cardiovascular system is a transportation system of the blood flow. And when the blood flow becomes better, because the tone is the condition of those all these little muscles, millions of them in the cardiovascular system, are being triggered and stimulated. They become strong and reactive. Mm-hmm. They help the blood flow go through the system a lot better, reaching out to the cells, nurturing them with vitamins, nutrients, and oxygen. And the heart rate is going down with 20 to 30 beats a minute, 24 hours a day. That's the inner nature of ours. So I say a cold shower a day keeps the doctor away. It also brings us again in connection with through the deep stimulation of our cardiovascular system, in connection with our deeper inner nature. And then it only begins. This is one of the prerequisites, a cold shower. Keep it simple. Take the cold shower. The outcome of your investment is by far equal. I mean, the investment is little compared to the outcome. Mm-hmm. You get a lot more energy and a lot less stress. That is number one. Number two is the breathing. Because we live in a non-stimulative behavior, we live in cars and heatings and air conditions. It's always neutral. It's always neutral. And we wear clothes all the time. That means what happens when you go into the cold? You do... that is deep breathing. Deep breathing goes deeply within the physiology, deeply into the cells. It goes even deeply into the the genes, the DNA itself, and it gives the right biochemistry. It's all natural, but because we live so non-stimulatively, that's why we become shallow breathers. And it's only logic. But then in the long term, we build up a deficit of the right pH levels in our blood flow. And the right pH levels are the right pH levels to function well. So if you don't have the right pH levels within the blood for long a time, and you do not really notice that, but then it creeps in a deficit. And that deficit, it's like putting sugar in the gas of your car. Then it doesn't work anymore. Maybe it works still a good, but so much burnout, so much diseases, that it's because of the wrong chemistry long time. And now we found a way to use the cold shower and breathing to bring back the right pH levels, the right condition of the cardiovascular system. And then we can talk about a full awakened physiology. And the way nature meant it to be is for us to have a physiology that serves us, that is able to provide a good feel, a strong feel, a healthy feel. And that is not really guaranteed now in our society. And less even with the COVID-19 and nobody knows and this and that. And I say, wow, guys, you're talking about mouth caps and social distancing, but why don't you talk about how to boost your own immune system? Because we have proven that, Georgie. In 2014, we have proven people to be injected with a bacteria, which normally makes people very sick. And now, through these breathing techniques and 4 days of cold exposure, training in the cold, they were able to defy the reaction of the E. coli bacteria injected, which normally makes people very sick, nauseous, headaches, fever, uncontrolled shivering for 3 to 6 hours. Now, after thousands suffering from that bacteria becoming sick, suddenly 12 people I trained within a couple of days were 100% score able to defy the bacteria's reaction upon our physiology. And that there we showed that these techniques, these breathing techniques, plus the gradual cold exposure, are able to awaken the deep inner physiology to get within our reach, our will. And that we have a much better control over the immune system, the hormonal system, and the cardiovascular system, actually everything.
And in 2020, here in Ireland, during lockdowns, during COVID, lots of people were turning to the sea. So now every morning, the sea, the coastlines of Ireland are packed full of people in the water.
That's amazing.
Tell me, why are we turning to the sea so much in these times?
First of all, we came from the sea. And in times of despair and danger, we should go back to the sea. And that's almost a joke, looks like, a story, nice story. Went back to the sea, the safety of the crest of life, the sea. But the sea is a natural body of water. When it cools down, it creates directly, when we go in, a recognizable for our cell memory, a thermogenesis. A thermogenesis is a adaptation. It's increasing the effectivity within our physiology to the most. I mean, the cold water is the best teacher how to deal with stress And now stress came with the COVID stress came. Because all our extension tools are gone. We cannot travel anymore. We cannot fly anymore. We have to stay home. We have to stay in distance of each other, which also creates stress. A lot of fear mongering is going on. It's all stress. And all that stress will disappear when you go into the sea, because you go directly into the sea when it's getting colder consciously, and you go into the stress mechanisms itself, because it is you who is going into the sea. And you are making up, I want this. And at the same time, you know what the sea is like. It's cold. It's there. Mm-hmm. You have to defy the waves and find your way while it's cold. And all you are here and now in the moment. You're resetting. And anything that should not be there is being taken overboard, out of here. Yeah. Because I am here. I got to swim. I got to beat the waves and scold. And here I am. Shut up, I go. This is what happens. But in the physiology, it also happens. Because the adrenal axis is being thoroughly, deeply activated. And when adrenaline comes in and it peaks, it resets the body to be present as a utmost functionality to mm-hmm. survive, to meet the danger, to adapt the fastest possible. And that is not possible if you are still worrying, if you got the wrong biochemistry inside, if you got stress hormone levels inside, or residue of anything. When there is danger, the adrenal axis is being activated, and anything that should not be in the body will be excreted, will be changed, will be overruled. And that makes us suddenly so peaceful, so here and now. And that, and then you get an absolute feeling, I beat all this COVID shit. And of daily coming in, and this news, and this fear mongering, and so many deaths here, and this, and so dangerous, the lockdowns. No, just go to swim, because Mother Nature knows how to bring you back where you belong. And that's within yourself, being happy, be strong, and be healthy.
I'll get back to that conversation in just a minute, but first, I wanted to give you an update on my Sonic toothbrush. Great teeth start with Spotlight Oral Care's Sonic toothbrush, the oral care staple. Designed with both efficiency and comfort in mind, it ensures an amazing clean, as it is gentle and effective in removing plaque and discoloration, even for sensitive teeth. The 2-minute timer and high frequency brush movement, along with 3 speed settings for personalized cleaning, sensitive, clean, and white, will improve your long-term oral health. With a travel case and personalization options available, it's the ideal gift for you or a loved one this Christmas. Check out spotlightoralcare.com for more. Now, back to my conversation.
I feel when I get into the sea, first of all, I'm so scared. But when I come out, I feel supercharged. I feel happier. And since I've started my cold showers at home, I do feel this sense of calm coming over me. They're so transformative. So thank you so much for telling us about them and bringing that to my life. When I go out and I meet people, and I changed so much after getting cancer, it really transformed my life for the better. But when I meet people and they're not sick, or there have been no big earthquake in their life, they ask me, how can I change? How do I get the motivation to do something that I've always wanted to do? How do I get the motivation to start? And I'm sure people ask you that all the time.
Yeah, and I can answer quickly and thoroughly. We did the science. We did the science. And now we know for a fact that we are able to get a hold of the deepest of ourselves within our bodies, but also within our brain. So ask those people, how do I get the motivation? Listen, I tell them, do you want to get a hold of the deepest of yourself so nothing remains? There is no residue, there's nothing else. It's you in the deepest. Meet yourself into the depth of yourself. And all what you are will be revealed to you. Do you want to go into that journey? And this is what I freely ask, because there is no dogma. There's not a religion. It's just feeling divine is a choice. You want to feel your divinity, the deepest of yourself, where nothing remains, where there is no rest of anything. There is no glutter. There is no rest of thoughts. There is not. It's just being. Being a blissful being. Being here in the ability to overcome the hamster. I call him the hamster sometimes. The chatterbox. And to just be. And be in control of your mind is learning to silence the chatterbox and being there. And this is what I ask to those people. I return the question. I say, how do I get motivated? Wouldn't you like to be motivated to get into the deepest of yourself? Because it is scientifically, it has been shown, but the feeling is tremendous. Once you go into the water like you do, when you come out, you don't need words. You just feel. When you are in love, you don't need words. You fly. When you have a child, you don't need words. It's in your arms and you're just there. That, all that purpose, the depth of ourselves, has been gotten lost because we created so many extension tools. And we are attached to them. And now in the COVID, we have to ask ourselves, we cannot go and make use of all these things anymore, of the cinema and the pubs and outside mm-hmm. and being normal outside. All that is now finished. It's now done. Hey, man, but you were there. Why do you think you conditionally need all these things? Or do you believe in unconditional love as it is, as an unconditional being? That to be or not to be is not the question. To be or to be, that's the answer. And that now is possible. The thing is, I showed in brain scans how to tap into the deepest part. So physical stress, just by the power of thought, I showed that in brain scans. Like this, they come with cold water on my skin. And just by using the power of my thought, I make the skin temperature not go down. That is dealing just with the power of our thought, with the physical stress. So that is who we are. So when if we doubt that, how do I get motivated? Then it's like you don't know what is motivation. You don't know what the power of your mind is. And that's why you ask these questions. And now we found answers. We found keys. And they will enable you to tap into any part of your brain and your body at will. And it's there. And then you don't need motivation. You need just to open up those doors and enter in the potential which you got by nature. Given, and then you will be motivated, driven through the force of life itself. You are stuck, and that's okay, because millions, probably billions of people are stuck. But now mm-hmm. we are entering a new science, neurological science, and it shows that by the power of our will, we are able to deal with physical stress. It's a new dimension. So, and simply answering the question, how to motivate others, I tell them, you want to beat inflammation? You want to beat mood regulation? Or you want to learn how to regulate your own mood? You want these? You know, when you feel bad, you make yourself feel good. When you feel sick, you make yourself feel good. You bring down the inflammation. And you regulate your mood. Do you want? Would you like that? And then see if somebody says yes. but I don't know how. Then you say, I got these simple techniques. Within a quarter of an hour, I'm able to bring people through these breathing techniques to a very deep, relaxed state and a altered state of consciousness. And then they don't need motivation because they want that. They want their deeper self, which they couldn't disclose themselves. They don't know how to do it. They are stuck. So for them, I tell, do you want to beat inflammation? Do you want to learn to regulate your mood? Do you want to increase your performance? Here, just try it once. Feeling is understanding. Feeling is understanding. So just try it once. If it doesn't work, don't do it ever again. Mm-hmm. It's all right.
And I've watched your documentaries. I've watched you on every show that you've done. And you give so much of yourself to other people. You give the gift of time to people. You give yourself to the world. Why do you do it?
Yes, why? Because to heal others is healing my souls. It is going deep. I feel the gratitude. When, as you have been talking in the beginning, that it helped you so much. I just love that. I feel so much love at that moment, opening up. And that feeling makes me really proud of who I am, what I am, and being invigorated to go for more and more and more and more and more. To help others, I'm always there. For those who need and don't know, I'm always there. And I found something in nature which is not mine, which is to share. And I want to share it. And once I share it, I get a very good feeling in my heart. And it's almost egotistic. I just want to go for that good feeling in my heart again and heal others. And they come to me and you have healed me. Oh, shit, man. Thank you.
And, well, you know, I'm sure you've met so many people who have been a true trauma, because it's often true trauma that we get this feeling that we want to change our life or we want to start living our life the way we've always wanted to. So you're coming across these people all the time and helping them get over these traumas in their life.
Yes, I do. I do. And now I'm working with psychiatrists and showing, I show things in brain scans that where the psychiatrists say, because of the results, they say, this is a transformational technique that will change mental health care. And then,
wow,
this is what they say, yes. And they say more. They say, Wim Hof has found the secret of placebo. So the placebo effect is like somebody saying a sugar pill, giving you a sugar pill, but you think it is a real pill. And you think it's going to cure you, and it's going to cure you, but it's a sugar pill. You thought it is so. That's why you actually healed yourself. So that power now is no longer abstract. It's real. And now we are able to even intensify the power of placebo, this healing power, which is within us, and which is steered by our thought, can now be even regulated to be more intensive, more stronger. And thus it's within our hands. And now I go a step beyond that, because we're talking about trauma and trauma, PTSD. You have a different kinds of trauma. You have trauma of this life, but you have also trauma within the genetical expressions of the past lives. They've gone through in the DNA and they are within us. And they bother us while we are alive. They're actually asking us within in our deeper self. And I'm doing the research right now with the top researchers on the DNA as well as for bipolar people and depression. In America, I do that in Detroit and San Francisco. Very soon we get all the results. It shows that we are able to tap in to the cells' mechanisms of the DNA and around the cell and do so much more than before was thought possible, related to de-traumatize whatever is traumatized and locked up within our genetical expressions and within the deep parts of our brain. And that is revolutionary, by the way. And there's a lot of depression going on in the world. And I do not only think I've got the solution. And that is not me. I got it from nature, just passing it through. And for people who are in trauma, get into this, please. We have a free app to take it on, and you don't need to buy anything. Just do the app and follow it, and then you find absolute tools to de-traumatize yourself of what happened this life and the lives before. So there it is.
Because I think so many people in the world through COVID are so lonely. But, and I was, lonely in my cancer journey because, you know, I was 32 and I felt like nobody really understood what I was going through. But during those times when I felt lonely in my treatment and chemotherapy, radiotherapy, I would always sit in my back garden and listen to the birds and the trees and try to connect with nature. And when I went back inside my house, I always felt better. So if somebody is lonely, where should they turn?
Yes, exactly as you say. If you are lonely, you could be lonely because you have no access to the extensions, to cinemas and pubs and et cetera. I have been lonely myself after the suicide of my wife in 95. I was alone and with four kids, very little money. And what I did was going into the cold water. Because when you go into the cold water, you learn to be in the moment. Mm-hmm. Fully aware. Like, you got to be stronger than normal to be stay in the cold water. Because you got to not only survive, you got to function. So you alter your consciousness, you alter your physiology, you alter your hormonal system. You get access into your being, in your just being. So loneliness then suddenly is something relative. You no longer need directly the extension tools or extension friendships, this or that, or the of people who were. I was left alone, and the train of daily life just went on. I recognized when you just said I was with cancer, and the world doesn't understand. Nobody understood that I had little money, four children alone, and the love of my life was gone. It was torn. I was torn inside. I had to heal. Well, the world is just going on. And that hurts. It hurts that nobody is seeing you. So you got to find a way to and heal and become stronger than the loneliness you feel. I felt it directly with my wife then. But also you with when you found out you had cancer. And it's mostly a journey nobody is able to really understand.
Mm-hmm. And in 95, when you lost your wife, did you immediately turn to the cold?
No, I had done cold before, but not as conscious. Not as conscious, because the agonizing pain of an emotional break, it's real. We have to say, I got to say, emotions have a direct consequence on the genome expressions. They steer and activate organs, our emotions. So when it is torn, then the neurology is torn. I was attached to my woman, to my love. It was like normal, and suddenly it was torn apart. This is a conditioning, a physical conditioning inside. And that, of course, depresses the hormonal balance depresses it, because the other side is no longer there. It's torn away. So you fall into a depression, into a hole. And you got to fill it up. And you got to be, and I had to be even stronger than just being myself, because I had four children and I had little money. So I had to be papa and mama. I had to have so much energy to create a new nest for everybody and to do the daily life and not to be concerned and swollen by heart grief. I had to function all the time. And that's what I did. Through the cold water, I was able to get a hold over my emotions, over my loneliness. Now, let me talk about loneliness. And loneliness is one of the things in our society. We are no longer a tribe. We are living individualized, and now even more with the 1.5 meter distancing. That is no good. That's no good of us, because we are social beings. It's like you tear us apart of each other. And this individualized way of being, that creates all kinds of wrong genome expressions within our bodies. And people make a lot of money out of people who have cancer and autoimmune diseases and depression. It's a earning model. So it just keeps on going. It's ignorance. But I don't want to go too far. I got a very positive message now. How to deal with emotions, with grief, with loneliness. The cold really is able to make you very strong in the moment, stronger than the moment itself. And that will give you, because you are doing the exercise, it will give you a neurological connection with the stress mechanisms inside. And with that, you become much more able to deal, with the stress called loneliness. Mm-hmm. And that loneliness is one of the stressors. Could be also emotional grief or a burnout or many shapes it could have.
And what brings you joy to your life, Wim?
This conversation brings me joy.
Oh, thanks.
Yes. I love you. I love you for bringing me on. I love your personality. I hear what you have gone through. And you are victorious. It makes me very happy that you are with your, is it daughter, son?
Yes, Pia, my daughter, yeah.
Yeah, so that you are there, fully present for her, that you have overcome this, that you got into nature, that you are teaching people now through experience, like saying, people, stand up, rise to yourselves, rise to your inner nature, get back into nature and find yourself, because you are beautiful as you are. And this is what you are showing. And this is what I'm showing, and that's the way we come together. And it brings me great joy every time I go into conversations like this. It's like sharing, and the sharing is beautiful. This is what people need to hear. There is the light, which is not dark. There is the light that is not heavy, and we all can share this. We all are able to fly with our minds and to be freely like a child. No worries, no heavy connections with whatsoever. And if it comes, we know how to deal with it, because we have been in the cold. We have been in the sea, and we have come back from the crest where we came from. And Mother Nature is over us with her big wings, and we feel safe in our nest, the warmth of our heart.
Wow. Thank you so much for your time, Wim. I really appreciate it so, so much. And I'll be keeping up the cold showers.
Right, Georgie. This was it? Good?
Yeah, amazing.
Anytime.
Amazing.
Yes. Oh, great. Once again, I'm talking a lot, I know, but your questions were right and targeted. They came from the depths. I thank you for that very much.
Thank you. Wim, just one last question before you go. It's a question I didn't know if I would be brave enough to ask you, but what do you think about when you lie in bed at night?
I ain't got no fear of dying.
Okay.
I got a fear not to live. So I make sure that every day there is such a drive going on that I laugh in the face of death. Because I've been meeting death so many times, and nothing is as strong as the laugh and the joy for being here in the moment.
Thank you. That is incredible.
Thank you, Georgie.
Cheers, Wim.
Keep
Take
up
care.
The good works and
you too.
All the love and blessing to the families. Pass it on and share the love as you
Thank
do.
You, Wim. Talk Bye. To you again, please, God. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
For listening to the Go Glow podcast with thanks to Spotlight Oral Care. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. It would really mean a lot. And if you want to learn more about my story, you can follow me on Instagram at georgie.crawford or head over to my website, thegoglow.ie.